Rob Prince is combining passions for documentary film and the DeLorean sports car on his drive home. The University of Alaska Fairbanks filmmaking professor hunted down the 1982 Gullwing two-seater while on sabbatical in Michigan, part of a plan to drive a DeLorean back to Alaska and document the experience.
The car seems to be driving pretty well, but there are definitely elements of it where it could go at any time. And, about a week ago, it started to dawn on me that maybe this really isn't the best idea, but I am so far past the point of no return.
Prince has recruited a lifelong friend to drive along in a late model SUV in case the DeLorean breaks down.
So it's going to be kind of a cool road trip with a couple of guys who just turned 40 this year, taking the DeLorean back.
Prince says his buddy is key to filming the road trip, capturing footage of the DeLorean along the road and people's reactions to it.
Really, extremely rare to see a DeLorean on the road, and letting people sit in it and get their picture taken in it, that's the best part about the car.
Prince says the sports car, popularized in the 1980s Back to the Future movies, generates a lot of attention.
Especially as we get further into kind of middle of nowhere Canada, I'm expecting to have some pretty interesting interactions with people up there.
A DeLorean is depicted as a time travel machine in Back to the Future, and among stops Prince has planned is one for a meeting with physics professors at the University of Alberta.
We're going to do an interview in the car about the science of time travel, and they seem pretty excited about it, too. They're pretty geeked out about the idea of seeing the DeLorean.
Prince hopes to make it back to Fairbanks June 22nd for an arrival party.
Sort of a 1980s movie-inspired cheesy finish to the film.
In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.